Gentlemen, some interesting halachas tonight. We're going to be learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy a little bit about more halachas of a shliach tzibur. We're going to look at what's more important if a person is in the year. Is it more important to say Kaddish? Or is it more important to daven for the Omud? What's more important? We should really sing. Is it more important to daven for the Omud? Is it more important to say Kaddish? Oh, that's great. Wow, that's getting very fancy. Whoa. We're also going to be learning Imitshim Da'alot. What's better? Who is the best qualified chazan? The one who does it for free, the one who charges? We're also going to look at the alochas of what happens if the government imposes on a certain standard. If you have to listen to it or not. Amongst other halach as well. So let's see. Simon and Gimel. We are up to Seif. Seif Chof. So, Im Echad Roi Tzeloim HaTfile B'Shvil Oviv. If somebody wants to daven because it's for his father, Zichron Yilvach, who passed away. V'Echad Roi Tzeloim HaBishvil Ache. And another individual in the same shul wants to daven for the Amud, but because not his father, but because of another relative. Say an uncle or another relative. Now, what would you say?
Well, it happened to me when I was full of my late mother. A chap came up to me and he didn't say who he got, he just said he had a yacht. So I said, it's okay, you bring on. I found out afterwards it wasn't for a father or mother, it was for a grandfather.
A grandfather.
So I said, I really have a preference.
Very good, very good. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says over here.
Exactly the same experience.
Somebody pushed you off and it wasn't for
it.
Or just ran. Okay, so that goes without saying that if a person has got a real chiyuv and your person doesn't have a real chiyuv, then obviously it comes first. The question is, what happens if the non-chiyuv, the non-complete chiyuv, is called a subtle, small chiyuv? He's the one that the tzibur wants. So again, if this person is in the year for his father and the other one has got no serious obligation, just an uncle, a grandfather, whatever it is, then it goes without saying that, you know, parents come first, not more distant relatives. That's clear. But what happens if the second one, who doesn't have such a chiyuv, he's the one that the killer wants? His voice, he's got that... Person has got preference? So look at what Shulchan Aruch says. If echad roi tzeloim atfile b'shvil aviv, one person wants to daven because of his father. V'echad roi tzeloim b'shvil acha, and the other one wants to because of somebody else. Mi sheyirtze akol shoyim ratfile, you go for the one that the keila wants. Who yoyim, you should be the one saying it. Yeah. Yeah. If the community, the keila can override. Why? What's the rationale for it? Why? Why? So look at what Shtibur says. Very, very interesting. We are now looking at the Mishneh Berurah, Simon Nun Gimel, in the Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Nun Tess. Nun Tess is a very, 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 very important Mishneh Berurah. Nun Tess is really, really important. Bishul Aviv, Per Shemes Aviv, Veroitzel Ispel Kederech Avelim. This individual, this year, he wants to daven like any Avel. He wants to daven in the year. He wants to daven for his father, Olav Hashalom. Why? Kitfilu Yois Amitzah Amiras Akadish. Because Tefillah, davening, is more important than the Kaddish. Rabbi say, to daven for the Amud is more important than the Kaddish. Did you know that? To daven for the Amud is more important than the Kaddish.
Is that quite a yacht
slate
as well?
Yeah. Yeah, it is more important. Tefillah for the Amud, that's what the Mishnah says. There are disagreeing opinions. Yes, there are. But there are achoikim. But the Mishnah holds that the davening for the Amud is more important than the Kaddish. However, Misif Kotten Samach teaches that. She. Pardon? Yeah, but it's in the Kaddish Asim. But he would say, look what Mishibu said. Look what Mishibu said. Misif Kotten Samach, Shir Tzakol Atam. The Dafke Kaddish Yocholoima Bishvil Oviv. Because in our scenario, that there is a person davening for his father and there's an other davening for his grandfather, the reason why we're going for the non real Chiyuv, the grandfather one, is because he can, because the former, the one who's done, he can still say the Kaddish. And we're not completely pushing him off the table completely. He's still here and he's still going to say Kaddish. It's true that davening for the Omer is bigger, but that hiddur, that supreme level, that's to daven for the omud, that's overridden by the other guy because he's also got some level of chiyuv, plus the former who's daven for the who's in the year for his father, he can still say the kaddish as well. So it's overridden. So if there is a father and a person davening for the father and a person for the grandfather, if both are just equally qualified in terms of the voice and the keilah likes both of them and the davening is just as great, then of course you go for the ikar chiyuv, which is the one davening for the father. There is our case over here that the person who is davening for the omer for his father, people don't really want him. People don't really want him. So in that case, you're going to go for the one who's davening for the uncle. You're going to go, and the former who's davening for, he can just say with kaddish and it's fine. That's what Mishmur says. Hatam zedavki kaddish yochal em b'shil ovi ve'ein rishus b'yad ha'kol l'tchoyse. Aval lo yochal li'o shniach ha'kol l'espal al kocham. So you certainly can't force the keila. You don't have the right to impose yourself on the tzibur. If the tzibur wants the other guy, so sure, okay.
The tzibur, out of respect, should give way to the person, the father. Surely they should, a bit safer, you give respect. I think it's very wrong that the civil can override somebody who wants to say a double from the omer for their mother, their father, and has to give way simply because, so that means he will never get a chance to double possibly from the omer at all for the year. If every time he goes to the same shul, they'll say, no, we don't want you.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So he'll go to another shul then, and then they'll lose him.
I hear your sentiment very much. I hear that. No, same applies to Imo as well. It's the same halacha. Yeah, that's the example given. It's just, but it's the same. Very good. So you are right. Yeah. So people are losing patience. Yeah. Or what? Or?
Health got.
Health got? Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, you go for health got. What do you mean? Yeah. I don't know who it is, by the way, but. Yeah. Let's see a bit more about this. The Mishavud does say, and I think that's the point that you're mentioning. The Mishavud says towards towards the end of Sifkot and Samach, the Mishavud says over here, אוכל במקום דלקת תקן אמינו קבו אמיצו לאכול אניח לאובל יספל שנח זוח למייס. Is the Mishavud says what you are saying. Now, ideally, if the tzibur has got any middos and they're okay, they should allow, you know, the person who's down for his father, they should allow that. That's what he says. It's got basic middos. Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what he says. It's nachazuach lameis. Umatzinu, umatzila medina shel gehenem. It will allow him to avoid gehenem. Mivadai she'en yochel omnom mihu. However, vadai. At the same time, it's also true to say she'en yochel achtich oisios. If he cannot utter the words properly, coherently, and accurately, he cannot say the words properly. At the same time, it's also true to say that if he can't daven for the omud, he's not able to pronounce the words correctly, he shouldn't take the omud. So we've got both sides of the coin. On the one hand, it's true that if the keli is able to have some basic middos, and they are, they should of course allow the person who is davening for his father, of course they should allow him. Of course, the keli is encouraged to have good middos, certainly so, of course. And they should rather go for him because he's got more of a chiyuv. However, at the same time, it's also true to say that if a person knows he's not great at davening, he doesn't have the words clearly and accurately and sharp, his pronunciation is not brilliant, he should not impose himself onto the tzibur at the same time. That's true as well. Yeah, now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Fascinating halacha. This gives us a little bit of an indication what Klal Yisrael looked like in centuries ago. Do not appoint a shliach tzibur. Don't let the sar, the minister, who is a goy, a gentile, appoint the shliach tzibur. Even if the majority of the community want him. Obviously, we've got a scenario over here that the government meddled in and they got involved. And they wanted a certain person to be the chazan. Why do they want? Whatever the reason is, for their governmental, they had their own agenda. And the government decided this first of year should be the chazan. Now, halacha is that even if it is popular amongst the kehila, even if it is, what was his name? No. Even if the majority want him, don't take him. Now he's messed it up. Before the government got involved, it's fine. But now that the government said, we want him to be the chazan, you don't take him anymore. Why? 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 The minister of religious... very good. So Shulchan Aruch says, very beautiful words, but the Mishnah says as follows. So the answer in brief would probably be no, because we're learning to be a sar over gilulim. We're talking about a minister who is a high official, a senior official who is a over gilulim, meaning a goy. Now, if you're into a karta or satma or anything like that, you know, the question could be quite similar. But in principle, we're talking about sat ovid gechovim. The Mishnah's words are, kicholilu says his words twice. Kicholilu lekabel avodus berenu alidei ovid gechovim. Cholilu, far be from us. Lekabel avodus berenu, that our service to our Creator, to Hashem, should be decided, should be formed, should be established by alidei through goyim. The Gentiles, you know, great if we've got good relationship with them, etc. It's great, of course. But if the other ones are pointing who our chazanim should be, we're not in a good place. It's not meant to be like that. So once they're imposing the appointments and they're forcing who should be the chazan, you can't take this chazan anymore.
So I understand obviously the person needs to say kaddish for his parents. So that's an aliyah from the neshama.
It is.
So what extra aliyah is that when he actually davens at the Omad? Is that a new level?
It sounds like it is another level, because you're the Shliach Tzibbo. I don't understand fully what it means, but since you're the Shliach Tzibbo and you're leading the Tzibbo, you're enabling all the tefillahs to be united, and that seems to be a tremendous aliyah from the Shama of the Nifta.
Like a higher level.
Yeah.
Not just saying Kaddish.
Yeah, it's even a higher level, yes.
Saying a bracha, everyone says amen.
Like, you're enabling it, yeah. It is,
when the appointment by a minister from the government,
yeah.
What happens if the minister of the government is Jewish?
Yeah, so that's what he was asked for here. So I can't comment on this because the scenario brought in Shulchan Aruch is that he's a goy. And Mishnah says the reason why it's a problem is because it's a non-Jew. A non-Jew is allowed to tell us who should be the chazan. We're not telling them who should be their pope, so they shouldn't be telling us who should be the chazan. So it's if it's a Jew, if it would be a Jewish authority instructing, the case would be different. What's better? A chazan is paid, or chazan is a volunteer? What's better?
Paid.
Why? Very nice. It's a nice, because what you're saying is what Shulchan Aruch is saying. I would have felt differently. But Shulchan Aruch says, Imam, what you're saying, Shliach Tzibbo bischar adif mem nedava. It's better to have a Shliach Tzibbo who's paid rather than a volunteer. Yeah, you should pay for a mitzvah. Absolutely. It's a very nice comparison. Absolutely. Chayodim said, she always pay for your mitzvahs. Absolutely. That's probably very much a very nice comparison. So a person should, what about tkiyas shofar? Would that also be the same halacha? Somebody does it for free and somebody takes money. Who is the better baal tkiyah? They're both the same quality. They can blow
equal. Anyway, a person who gets paid is going to put more coin into it.
Because he gets paid. Very interesting what you're saying. That's true also from his perspective. He's got to put an extra effort. If he's a volunteer, then it's interesting. So what about tkiyas? Tkiyas Rosh Hashanah. Better to pay or better not to pay? Yeah, so the Mishnah says indeed, if a person can, if a community can afford a paid chazan, it's very good. So I tell you, I to me it's a chiddush, because if a shul, normally the first place that, you know, in terms of budget and everything, the first thing that gets knocked off, how many shuls do you know nowadays that still have a paid chazan? You can count them with one hand. You can carry money. And why? And then it makes sense. You know, budget nowadays, you know, why would you waste money on a chazan? You can get any, you know, any member will take the omud. Why do you need that? Why do you need that? But it's not true. It's not true. There is, it seems to be. It's ironic in a way, but it seems to be there's a great hidum, if possible, at all, to have a paid chazan. It's a great hidum. And I think what you're saying is very true. He's going to put more effort into it as well. But besides that, it's nice if it's a paid job as opposed to volunteer. Yes, we're going to get to that. Absolutely. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. The question is going to be, what, if you can only afford one job, are you going to go for the Rav or are you going to go for the Chazan? What's more important? You got to be Rav, yeah? Yeah? Okay, we'll get to that. Shulchan Aruch discusses. Now, the Rama continues, the Rama goes and he says, what happens if a person wants to take the Yarmouth but he's not popular? People don't like him. He's got this. Most people don't particularly like when he takes the omelets. Yeah, I know you think of in your person. Who is it by me? Yeah. Okay, just keep it to yourselves. Yeah. So a person is not meant to take. If he's not popular, don't take the omelets. Yeah. If you know that you're off tune, don't take the omelets. V'chol mishem ispal v'chazoka v'derech almos or alimos. Anybody who takes the omelet in a forced manner, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you my halal. I'll show you whether you want it or not. I'll show you a musaf. I'll show it to you. You'll remember it. So if you're forcing yourself onto the community, that is wrong. And furthermore, if a person imposes himself to the omud, imagine that. Ein oinin omen acha bekoisov. Don't say omen. He has done this without, he's taken the omud without a mandate. He's taken he's being a chazan without permission, then it's wrong what he's doing. And since it's wrong what he's doing, the community is not meant to respond to his omens of his brachas. If it's a forced appointment, self appointment, yeah, but don't say omen to him. Make a point. He's making a point. You make a point as well. He's going to shush to lead the tzibur, so you can't say omen to his. He doesn't have permission. He doesn't have authority. He's not a shliach tzibur. Don't say omen to his brachas.
Would you have to daven again then? If this person done all the davening, you haven't said omen.
No. You don't daven again, but there is still an obligation. You don't daven. You got to still have. Chazal Shashatz. Yeah, you're right. There will be an obligation to still do a Chazal Shashatz, etc. Mishnah Musaf Kodem Samechei reminds of the key concept under all this, and that is the following. Ve'ein la'odom Musaf Kodem Samechei. Ein la'odom le'iskoited ba'avol shum mitzvah. Don't fight over taking yomot. Come on. You're fine. You know, don't fight over it. In fact, don't fight about any mitzvah. Kigun glila sefer Torah. Don't fight. I deserve a glila. Why haven't you given glila? I didn't receive glila for the last 6 months. Chutzpah. So don't fight over a mitzvah, don't fight over a kibbutz. The Mishnah tells us that the humble people, they take their hands towards them, so they pull their hands off. Melechem upon him. They deserve lechem upon him, but they don't. They refrain from grabbing it. As a matter of fact, that it's a mitzvah to take the amut. Don't force yourself to the front. He says that if you can't, don't fight for the mitzvah. Don't fight for it. But if a mitzvah is not going to happen because of if it's something that's gonna get nullified and it gets watered down and it's not happening, then fight for it. So if you know you're not gonna make a point, there's not gonna be a shir. If you're not gonna make a point, there's not gonna be a davening, or there's gonna be a low quality. So if you want to do something, if it's something good, don't be humble if it's for something good. If you're actually gonna put something good in place, fight for the rights. Do it. Be active. But if it's fighting for a mitzvah between you and somebody else, leave it to him. Be mevata and let him do it.
I read somewhere that somebody that doesn't fight for mitzvah, and not having to fight him, but then is thinking the mitzvah is not.
Absolutely. That's very much that. If you're not fighting for the Torah, then Yeah. But what he's saying, 2 points. On the one hand, you should be mevata if you can, which is you and somebody else, be mevata. But on the other hand, if it's not going to happen, then fight for it.
What it says is that you won't be humble. So it's better not to be humble than for then Gehenim.
Yeah.
It's a very weak description. If you don't fight in Machlokes, then not much really. As opposed to if one doesn't fight for their parents,
Yeah, so we say there's not going to be Gehenna because he's still going to say Kaddish. So if he's still going to have something, he's still going to Aliyah Neshama. But if it's about some level of Aliyah Neshama, and that's with the congregation behind him, but he wants to push for the high level, so that you can't do if it's in the cheshbon of the community behind you doesn't want you. You can't do that because you're still.
But you're in a fight with someone else.
Yes. But you're still doing the Aliyah Neshama. If they would. You're right, you're right. If they don't allow you saying Kaddish, you'd be right. That's a good point. Yeah, but it still seems to be, it's not, it's, it can't.
What about if you have a situation where somebody can't daven the omer, but he pays somebody else?
Yeah, that's another question. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is another question as to whether you can pay somebody to do a mitzvah. That's beyond our.
I know some people.
Some people. Would,
do a yacht site yeah. Permanently with.
So, yeah. So if a person is unable to do that, it's probably better than nothing. But if a person is able to do it, it shouldn't rely on somebody else doing it on his behalf. There's a discussion as to whether you can ask somebody else to do a mitzvah on your behalf. Does that work at all? But certainly, if a person is unable to do it, then it's better to do nothing.
I'm thinking more of when the parents have got no more sons left. And yeah. Died. So some people, I've actually done with my brother, set up. With a co-led in Israel
to learn or to learn Mishnah. Yeah.
I've done it with, because I was told that what was.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's no alternative, that's what one has to be done. Okay, Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned that if the davening is more important than saying Kaddish, don't fight for it though if it causes friction and tension. We also learned that if a community doesn't want somebody, then a person should try to step back. We learned that if the government, the official, the non-Jewish world imposes on the community a certain chazan, then you don't take him, even if it is popular and the majority want him. It's being spoiled and destroyed by the fact that ein, as the Mishnah's words are, ein chalila lekabel avodes bereinu la deavis kichovim, that service to Hashem shouldn't be defined and arranged by the Gentiles. We also learned that a shliach tzibur who is paid is better than the one who is volunteer. We also learned that a person should, under any circumstance, not impose his shliach tzibur, to impose himself upon the community against the will of the majority. And we also learned that a person should always try to mivater, but if a mitzvah will not happen because of that, then a person should fight for the in honor of the Torah and of the mitzvahs. Rabbosai, having said this, I wish you a very, very good evening, and we shall carry on tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, from Seif Chof Gimel.